For Sajid Mahmood Qazi, a student of law and international relations who works for the Pakistani government, there is no doubt that Obama's speech in Cairo was impressive.
It was a beautiful discourse on the evolution of American society and the role Islam played, and then the role of Muslims, whether they are, you know, cabbies in New York or, you know, made fabulous riches. It is wonderful to listen from the highest level of American leadership.
But he says, as a student of law, President Obama's description of the Iraq war as a war of choice struck him as hypocritical.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. It was much more beyond than that. As a start, he should have expressed the regrets, if not the apologies, for invasion of Iraq.
Mohammed Arif Mukim, a university student in Islamabad, also praised Mr. Obama's speech. But Mukim said it did not propose solutions to specific policy issues that he believes must be addressed.
His speech was very good, mm-hmm. but just for listen, not for understanding. I think this is impossible until you are not solve the Israel and Palestine dispute, Pakistan in Afghanistan dispute, and Iraq dispute.
Asad Farooq is a student at Bahriya University in Islamabad. He also says the speech was a brilliant effort. However, Farooq wonders whether Mr. Obama would acknowledge that U.S. missile attacks, commonly referred to as drone attacks, on suspected terrorist bases in Pakistan, make it difficult to trust his intentions.
What is extremism? Now, now I come to the drone attacks which happened in Pakistan. Now they are the reason for extremism. They usually kill children and women in the tribal areas. They don't kill those extremists or the terrorists. Drone attacks are not going to help. Use of force is not going to help you. I often say a statement that terror is an idea, and you don't fight ideas with conventional armies.
Overall, these Pakistanis say it will take much more than just a very well-delivered speech to alter Pakistani Muslims' attitudes about the United States. They say it will take concrete change of decades of American policy in Pakistan. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Islamabad.